Hello. What a very, very sad occasion. So, Liam Payne of One Direction fame passed away yesterday in Buenos Aires. He went to Argentina on September 30th with his girlfriend, Kate Cassidy. And they seemed to be very happy together. They were supposed to be there for 5 days, but she had extended her trip to 2 weeks. And she left 2 days prior to Liam's passing. So Liam was in the Casa Sur Palermo Hotel. Someone from the hotel called 911 because Liam was really, really losing it. And he was really acting crazy in the lobby. So apparently, he had smashed his laptop and he had to be carried back to his room. That's how high he was out of his mind. So, let's see, he was on the third floor. His room was on the third floor and he fell slash plunged to his death. Let's see here. So this happened shortly after 5 p.m. in Buenos Aires, and he was acting erratically in his hotel. I went to the Daily Mail. He had smashed his TV. The TV in Liam's hotel room is smashed. There are drugs all about, or drugs in his room. White powder, tin foil. So Liam first became famous when he was 16 years old when he joined One Direction after auditioning on The X Factor in 2010. So, just 5 years later, the band broke up, which was very sad, very tragic, and very unnecessary. That was all Zayn wanted to leave. So, Liam is always credited for being one of the main songwriters for One Direction, and God knows they had some hits. They had some bangers. They had some catchy songs. So in June of 2021, Liam said that he struggled with alcohol and prescription drugs. At one point, he also said at one point when he was touring with One Direction, things got so bad he had severe suicidal thoughts. And earlier, just this week, and apparently there are reports that the day before his tragic passing, he was having a lot of tension with his ex-fiance, Maya Henry, and he allegedly asked her to get an abortion, and her attorneys were trying to send him a cease and desist letter to stop contacting her. So then I have a few other headlines I got from the Daily Mail. It says Liam Payne's influencer girlfriend, Kate Cassidy, reveals how they met when she worked in a US bar and served his table before he delayed his flight home to take her on a series of romantic dates. How romantic is that? Just straight out of a movie. And then there's another headline I have here that says Liam Payne lacked a sense of belonging and felt lost, says pal Ant Middleton after his tragic death, age 31, and claims that the One Direction star's face lit up when he thought about reuniting with the band. Liam was in Argentina to attend Niall Horan's concert earlier in the month. His girlfriend, Kate Cassidy, Liam's girlfriend, says she manifested their romance when she was 10 years old. And when she was made him happy to be. And Liam said that Kate made him happy to be himself for the first time in his life. So there's, I mean, okay. Whenever somebody passes, there's just a lot of things that tend to be said online. They're very repetitious. We cannot, or we should not be blaming One Direction for what happened to Liam. Some people just are addicts, and it's very difficult for them. And this is so sad. Obviously, Liam is the father of a 7-year-old son that he had with Cheryl Cole, named Bear. So his name is Bear Payne. Think about that, Bear Payne. But anyway, this is very sad. It's like, you know that he would not have wanted this to happen. You know that this is not how he would wanted to, would have wanted to go out, with the world knowing he had a tragic fall after being high, very high, and or drunk, or sorry, at least very high and possibly drunk at the time. So some people are saying like maybe it was suicide. That has yet to be seen. He was not sober. He was very far from sober. And it just speaks to how dangerous drugs are or can be. His mom apparently loved him so much. I saw a story on the Daily Mail that she had a cardboard cutout that she would keep with her when he was like on tour with One Direction when she couldn't see him. How incredibly adorable is that? So now his son doesn't have a father, and everybody, all of his friends and family, they're going through a lot. And Liam's death, it reminded me that the last quarter of the year, that's when most people pass, from what I've seen through just entertainment news and like online and offline. So in the coming months, I think we're going to hear about a lot of people passing. I don't know why that is, but it's like October, November, December. Those are big months for people passing. I liked One Direction. I wasn't a stan. I liked them. I watched their movie in theaters. I interviewed the band. Now, when I interviewed One Direction, I mostly spoke to Harry Styles and Niall. But this is the tough one. And the reason why I think this is such a tough one is because I think, or I'll speak for myself, whenever anybody passes, I always think about my own mortality. And so, in the wake of Liam's passing, I feel that a lot of people may think about, or Liam's tragic accident, tragic fall, it reminds everyone that we don't know what's going to happen at any given moment. Not only can money, fame, success not protect you, but we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how we're going to be taken out. We don't know if we're going to slip and fall somewhere. We don't know anything. Apparently, he died immediately from a fractured skull. We don't know when we're going to go. That is scary. It's terrifying and it's sad. So, may Liam rest in peace. I guess he has a baby on the way with Maya Henry. That baby's not going to know their father. His son is 7 years old, will barely have memories of his father. It's really sad, and I know the Daily Mail is going to sensationalize the hell out of it because they've been posting a story every 3 minutes. So I don't know what to say. I feel like all of us who have the job that I have, like I have this podcast, we all say the same thing. Unless we had a personal relationship with a person who passed, a lot of times, or are very insightful, a lot of times we're all saying the same thing. And I feel that there's a col like we're rattled. Like there's a collective discomfort with this story that reminds us of how very fragile life is, and how very unfair it is, and sad it is, and how we're all dealt a different stack of cards. Period. There, Liam was 31. You want to know how many other people party hard, will party harder, do more drugs than Liam Payne at 31? And they're in their 60s? The Rolling Stones comes to mind. Like, do you know how many other people have partied harder for and have been around more than twice as long as this young man? He seems extreme just from his little the little relationship history I know. Like he, Cheryl Cole was much older than him. He had the baby with her. He just kind of seems to jump from bed to bed and had been struggling with drugs and alcohol for years. And some people who are some of the sweetest and most sensitive people, they rely on drugs to numb their pain. They feel so much. They need it to numb their pain. And, One Direction, they were basically the Beatles. They were the modern day Beatles. So to go from that level of fame to having the band dismantled because of Zayn's greedy, pathetic piece of shit ass, when Zayn barely had a fucking career, it didn't even work out for him. To go from basically being a Beatle to losing like your income, you're losing everything essentially, or having it downgraded. Your level of fame, your level of wealth, your level of stability and comfort. That's a lot. But it would have been nice to see if he would have been able to turn his life around. So RIP to Liam. He has an album, at least one album out that he put out in 2019. I'm gonna give it a listen. I listened to one song. I'm gonna give it a listen. Handsome, talented, and it's really, really sad. And what's kind of crazy is I feel like people have fallen from more than three sto from taller than more than three stories and have been fine. But anyways, take care. Love on people. Tell people you love them. Tell people you care. We all just don't know what our future holds and what the future holds for the people that we care about. So, all right. Have a good day.